This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Glidden Area Ambulance Service is getting more than $47,000 in federal funding to help purchase a new ambulance. According to a press release, USDA Rural Development State Director Andrew Iverson says the grant will help the nonprofit replace a 1998 ambulance that had become costly to maintain. Iverson says the investment supports rural first responders who answer emergency calls across Wisconsin, calling it part of a broader commitment to strengthen emergency services in small communities. The new ambulance will include updated safety features such as improved restraints and LED lighting. The Glidden Area Ambulance Service serves more than 1,000 residents across about 285 square miles in northern Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting the public to take part in Work Play Earth Day events throughout April and early May. The annual events give Wisconsinites a chance to celebrate Earth Day on April 22nd through volunteer projects at state parks, forests, trails, and recreation areas. Earth Day was founded in 1970 by Wisconsin native and former governor Gaylord Nelson to raise awareness about air and water pollution. Today, it's observed globally as a month-long effort focused on conservation and stewardship. The DNR says volunteers can help with family-friendly projects like planting trees, removing invasive species, painting picnic tables, and cleaning up park areas. Officials say past events have brought in nearly 1,500 volunteers, logging more than 4,000 hours of service. One regional event will be held at Copper Falls State Park near Mellon on May 2nd from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Volunteers will help staff prepare for the busy season by raking, planting, clearing trails, and cleaning park facilities. More Earth Day events can be found on the DNR's website. Most events are free and open to the public, with many not requiring registration. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. People across Wisconsin should be ready for possible severe storms late this afternoon and evening, with the best chance in the southwest part of the state. Forecasters say the weather could bring damaging winds, a tornado or two, and heavy rain. That rain could also create flooding concerns. Officials say there's still uncertainty about how intense the storms will be and where they will hit the hardest. Leaders in Wisconsin's Democratic Party are denouncing one of their own supporters over a social media post about assassinating President Donald Trump. The post came from Minocqua Brewing Company owner Kirk Bangstad, who suggested someone should have better aim and promoted a free beer event tied to Trump's death. Bangstad is also the creator of a political action group focused on progressive issues and candidates. State Democratic leaders quickly called the comments unacceptable and said they should be taken down. Bangstad later defended his remarks and has continued to promote merchandise tied to the message. Two seats on Wisconsin's District 4 Court of Appeals will soon be open, and Governor Tony Evers is asking people to apply now. One judge, Chris Taylor, is leaving after being elected to the state Supreme Court, and another, Brian Blanchard, will step down this November. The district includes more than 20 counties across central and southwestern Wisconsin. Those chosen will serve through terms ending in mid-2027 and mid-2028. The deadline to apply is at the end of May. And Wisconsin saw more houses sell last month compared to the same time a year ago. The Wisconsin Realtors Association says existing home sales increased 7% this March compared to March of 2025. They also say those houses sold for more money, with median prices up 6.5% to $330,000. The association says sales rebounded in March after a slow start in January and February. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers shut down the Pirates.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball.
The Brewers have the night off after a 5-0 shutout yesterday over Pittsburgh. The Pirates were trying for their first 3-game sweep of the Brewers in Milwaukee in over 10 years. But the crew avoided that with great pitching from Kyle Harrison and a 5-run rally in the bottom of the fourth. Manager Pat Murphy.
Staying relentless and being able to realize the inning's not over when there's two outs. You know what I mean? There's still a big chunk of it. It says good things about our offense to come when we get those guys healthy.
NFL, the Packers drafting just 6 players over the weekend, 4 on defense, 1 offensive lineman, and they traded up to get a kicker, Trey Smack out of Florida, who could replace veteran Brandon McManus this summer.
Brandon's been excellent for us in his time with us, with the exception of that past game, which I think, you know, we all recognize. But I feel it's important that we address that and have a guy who can go win us games.
That's the Packers general manager, Brian Gutekunst, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. Our high in the upper 50s. More rain and thunderstorms tonight with a low of 37, and the rain could be heavy. We're talking a half inch to an inch or more of rain today through tonight. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.